It's time for our Bartlesville Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Bruin head boys basketball coach Clint Stewart. Bartlesville 3-3 as we enter the holiday break. No games for BHS until January the 5th, and that's when Bartlesville will tip off the ConocoPhillips Arvest Invitational, that annual event at Bruin Fieldhouse. And Coach Stewart, I know that coming off that loss to Union last week, the last time that we spoke, 2-1 entering the Bixby Invitational, feeling pretty good after a close loss to one of the better teams in the state on the road in Union, then kind of just had a clunker against East Central, a very good 5A team, and then another pretty good 6A team in Deer Creek as well on Thursday and Friday. Did end up salvaging a win in Bixby against Coweta the final day of that tournament in overtime against another good 5A team, 52-48. But your overall thoughts on the Bixby Invitational Tournament?
Well, you know, obviously we would like to play better. One thing that was tough, this time of the season is, we played four games in 5 days. You know, I know it's tough on the kids, but on the flip side of that, if you want to go deep into the season, you got to be able to respond in back-to-back games and play well. Going to that tournament, I think our first game against East Central, we gave up 41 points in the first half. And for us, up until that point, we've been averaging, giving up only 43 points for the game. And so, now, granted, second half, we only gave them, 18. But we got to play better defensively. And then our offensively, this week we've been working on getting out in transition, pushing the basketball. We're only scoring about 49 points per game right now and giving up 49 points per game. And so I told our kids, if we're going to score 49 and give up 49, that's a 500 season. So we have to score the ball better, offensively shoot the basketball better, and also look to score early in transition, which is what we've been working on.
I know, even though the first couple games were losses, they both seemed like different games to me. I thought maybe the early start time bothered you a little bit on Thursday. You mentioned the 41 points I think you gave up in the first half to East Central. Once everybody kind of woke up and locked in, you guys really outplayed them in the second half, but by then it was already too late. And then against Deer Creek, I thought that the effort and defense was there the whole time. The shots just weren't falling.
Yeah, and we've been working on, also this week in talking to the kids, I said, we have to start faster, and so, you look at our games this year, and really probably every game that we played, we've been down in the first half. Look at St. Springs, we're down 7 the first half, and I think Owosso was right there. Union, obviously, we're down in half, and Central down in half, Deer Creek down in half, Coweta down in half. So we have to start faster, and I told them it makes for dramatic comebacks when you're down half and you come back and win the basketball game and everyone's happy for those dramatic comebacks, but we need to be playing with the lead in the first half on some of these games. So trying to work on starting faster out the gate, kind of changed up our routine, warm-up routine this week as well, so hopefully it'll get us prepared and ready to go heading into January and right into the meat of our conference season.
Obviously, as you mentioned, would have liked to have gone 3-0 or 2-1 at the tournament, but is it nice to win the last one? I know it would have been especially sour, I'm sure, to sit for 3 weeks after having lost three straight after a really good start, but I know you salvaged that last one, and now you get a little bit more confidence and a better taste in your mouth as you kind of prepare for January.
Well, yeah, definitely. I told the kids halftime in the Coweta games, there's only going to be one team that's going to go 0-3 in this tournament. And I challenged them, I said, do you want to be that team? And they came out and responded well in the second half. End up holding Coweta to 48 points in an overtime game, which is good there. And so, obviously getting one, you go into the tournament and you want to win all three. If not, you want to go 2-1, 1-2. So we'd like to have performed better there, but it is good to at least get a win, and especially heading into the long break that we have now until our tournament, the ConocoPhillips Harvest Invitational.
And the final thing is, super impressed by Ty Odina's performance on Saturday morning. A.J. Archambault and Baron Tanner obviously leading you guys in scoring, getting a third and fourth option to really be able to fill it up, I think it obviously help you guys offensively, and Ty Odina looked like that guy on Saturday.
Well, it's big for us. Ty can do some things, as far as getting to the rim, offensive rebounds, putbacks, being active. He can do some things really good for us, and we're going to need it. You look at our team, and obviously with AJ and Baron being seniors and our leaders, they're expected to step up and score the ball, rebound the ball. AJ's doing a good job of getting other people involved. But it's going to take our full team. And so whether that's Tyo, you know, stepping up in spots, or it's Andrew hitting some open shots. You know, I've challenged Jake to be more aggressive, especially early on, you know, in the offense, and Jalen as well. You know, Jalen, he's been playing pretty well for us and making some outside shots. And for us to be successful, you know, we can't just rely on two guys, you know, scoring the basketball. So anytime we can get a few more guys involved, that's going to obviously open some things up for us and help us get above that, you know, 49 points per game that we're currently sitting at. So I was really pleased with Tyone and his effort, you know, especially even, you know, second half of the Deer Creek game. I thought he played really well, and then that led into Coweta.
Bartlesville head boys basketball coach Clint Stewart, Bruins 3-3 heading into the break, and will rejoin action once again January the 5th in the ConocoPhillips Arvest. Coach Stewart, appreciate the time. Best of luck to you over the holiday.
All right, thank you.